All right, everybody. So welcome to group session number 8. We have 2 more to go. Today's is on your service archetypes, and it's really about reciprocity and receiving. And I know that because this is like towards the end of a group call, and many of you have probably started listening to my audios even before the group sessions. So I know that at this point, many people, well, a few of you or many of you may have developed flu-like symptoms. Your body is really doing a lot of releasing. So I'm just gonna do a little bit of healing on easing the body's way of dealing with releasing so much. Did you know your teeth was related to so many things? I hope you all learned something about yourself and about teeth in this program so far. Yeah, so let's tune into whatever is feeling uneasy for your body right now. Let's release all that. So it really is not just all this healing energy, but there's something about being the first ones, right? Like I was telling everyone, Uranus just went into Taurus on the very day that I delivered this information. And so the first group of people, the first group of us, we are not just doing this for ourselves. We are creating a whole entire new revolution that will contribute to the evolution of humanity. And you would not think that, wow, all that from teeth, but really all that from not only teeth, right, but taking care of our teeth allows you to have the power to bite into anything you want in life. And teeth and mouth is where you begin to start nourishing yourself so that you can live. And it's also where we communicate and where we connect with the world through our words. So everything about the teeth and mouth is the beginning of so many things, besides the fact that we are actually co-creating all this together. So whatever space you're willing to hold for miracles to unfold, you are doing this. And yeah, creating a whole new morphic field around what's possible. And in the beginning, 0 degrees of Uranus and Taurus, those who are willing to be here, that's all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't stress enough how exciting that is and what amazing visionaries you are to feel called to do this work for the masses. I know that many of you understand this on a much bigger level, and you understand the importance of Uranus, the planet of revolutions. We're gonna revolutionize the way we do things because Taurus is so about being in body and being in the body. Everything related to the body, how we revolutionize healthcare and healing and food and money, all that is going on. And today is another amazing, awesome 333 portal, because 27 is 9. 3 times 3 is 9. Right? Yeah. 9 is 3 times 3. I can't think when I am doing this work, but you all know what I mean. It's a huge energy portal opening up also. So you are processing what the universe has to offer you. That's for your own unique personal evolution. And you are processing for the masses what is possible, what healing our own teeth and regenerating gum and tissue. And we all know regenerating gum tissue is totally possible. And to regrow a teeth, all that is totally possible too. And because so many people have actually asked me, so do you know anyone who has actually done this? And I keep on asking myself, I know I heard this somewhere before. And so in mythology or the story of Buddha, Buddha is well known, well, in Chinese literature at least, for having more teeth than everybody. He had a set of wisdom teeth that came out when he was 40 years old. So think about that, Buddha, he had to leave family behind. So at one point in his life, around 28 or 29, around the Saturn return time in his life, he said, the heck with the world, the heck with his inheritance, the heck with his baby and wife, went off to his own and meditated. And I think when he was 36, he was enlightened. And then 4 years later, he got his wisdom tooth. So yes, that's how you regrow a teeth. And he got a whole set. Yeah. So all four. It fully. So imagine what's possible for you and what responsibilities that are of the world that you have to become detached to and just be like, the heck with you all. I think anyone who's a Buddhist scholar would really want to beat me up for saying things this way, but don't beat me up. We're doing this healing together, okay? So easing all the symptoms from the ascension process that's going on and easing all the side effects of MP3s, because we are doing so much more than just healing teeth and gums, as you all know. And you know, in the new paradigm of healing or the new paradigm of plane and quantum field and energy, you get to choose what you name things and how you name things, right? So if you choose for certain parts of you to represent a certain part of your life, that's totally good. And there's nothing wrong with some of the things from the old paradigm, like the psycho-spiritual aspect of teeth. The information was always there, like the empirical data was, the empirical chart relating teeth to organ system, to meridians, was created by a doctor in Switzerland. I think it's Thomas Rowe, R-A-O. And so the information was always there, but because of the way medicine is practiced, where you are only allowed to do what you are certified to do and no one is allowed to see beyond it, it takes people like us who are outside of the box to really see more and create more from all the different boxes other people are functioning in. There's nothing wrong with the boxes they're functioning in, but because we're outside of the box, we get to see the interrelationships and play with those energies better. We can free ourselves to play with those and build on those and assign meaning to it in a way that is congruent with the truth of it all. And so always just stick with what is true for you. And because this is visionary work, I don't want you to box in about what is, what isn't possible, what is, what isn't true. Go with what is true for you at this moment and allow enough space for it to always change. Because with visionary information, you always do course correcting. So allow ourselves room to play, to experiment. Allow us to hold space for miracles to come through. Because when we overly define things, we don't hold space for miracles to come through and show up for us. So let's clean up while we are clearing all the side effects, all the body discomfort. Let's make the most out of this 333 portal and clean up, clear up anything and everything in the old paradigm that is not supporting you.
Oh.
And let's release all that now.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, self-sabotage. So that's all hidden loyalties to either a parent or to belief systems that no longer resonate with you. So here we go. Let's release all that.
Oh. Oh.
Okay, so let's take care of everybody's flu-like symptoms. Everything we need to shift out of your energy fields, that's from the old paradigm, let's release that.
Oh. 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 Oh.
Yeah, any and all stagnation. So any low vibrate, well, I know there's no lower or higher, but all the vibrations that pull us down. Not that there's anything wrong with having those or feeling those, but if you feel them, this is a good time to let them go, right? Self-sabotage, betraying yourself, not liking yourself, judging yourself. And sometimes we keep on telling us that we're not doing enough, that I should be able to accomplish this, this, and that by now. Many people by this age have accomplished this, this, and that. Well, that's making yourself like everybody else, right? But you are unique. You have your own time. The unfolding of you is different. So don't be in such a hurry to say you are always procrastinating. What if you're not, right? Oh, and for those of us who had to have certain teeth removed to make space to have braces, the teeth that's often removed are one of the bicuspids having to do with the gallbladder meridian. So without the gallbladder meridian energy, with the gallbladder meridian energy compromise, you start procrastinating. So for any of you who think that you are procrastinating too much,
oh. Oh. Oh.
So all that thought that, oh gosh, I should be further along, I should accomplish more, have more money, blah, 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 all that, have more fame, fortune, money, everybody thinks that way. Let's release all that, because that's not allowing, that's allowing the 3D reality really stick you. So let's release all that too.
Oh.
And then a bunch of you, well, all of you are amazingly, wonderfully intuitive and psychic people. I wonder how much of that psychic empathy or empathic suffering you're doing, empathic depression, empathic suffering, empathic poverty. I just realized there is such a thing as empathic poverty, because I remember at one point when I'm making more money than those around me. And I feel like, oh my God, I can't be wearing fancy jewelry and this and that around them. I got to blah, blah, blah. That is saying there's something wrong with being and enjoying wealthy, because that's just like, I don't know, empathic poverty or something. I don't know what that is, but some of you have that. You know what I mean. There you go.
Oh. Oh.
So today we're here to talk about service archetypes, but really you can be of service or you are in servitude. So I think that for many of you, well, put in the chat box for me, how many of you feel you are being of service and you feel that you are being fairly reciprocated? You are receiving the monetary returns. And how many of you feel like there's more of a servitude thing in your life? So let's play with percentages, because I want you to really get this. Yeah, no reciprocity at all. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, so on a scale between 0 to 100, well, 100%, you're always receiving totally what feels right for you. Where are you at right now so we can change that? Yeah, many of us are in this space of being in servitude. I mean, look at the real world, right? For every dollar that men make, ladies make like 69 to 71 cents for every dollar that men make. And even if you are male, still in certain professions, or certain professions tend to have the tendency to overgive and be and not being rewarded with the money, with the returns.
Yeah, a lot of giving and not receiving. Oh.
So we're going to transform everything underneath that. And that's all the teeth having to do with the stomach and spleen meridian. So let's go back and see what receiving was like for all of you. And we're going to release, maybe this is intergenerational for many of you, release all the patterns of receiving that was actually hurtful and painful.
Oh, let's release all that now. Oh.
So everywhere where you're expected to just give, 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 and not very little receiving, let's release that now.
Oh.
And here's the thing to look at, your relationships. Is there real reciprocity in your relationships? So all the patterns, all the beliefs, all the hidden systems and place in your life that keeps you from receiving, keeps you from receiving money, receiving respect, and receiving love in your relationships. Let's release all that. Oh. Yeah, and what receiving, sometimes we don't want to receive because we know it's a manipulation, right? It's like, yeah, so all the manipulation associated with receiving, let's release all that now.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Being around people who take you for granted, let's release that now. So all the systems you have in place, or all the invisible systems in place that keep you from receiving from your relationships,
let's release all that now. Oh, oh.
And the energy of your spleen, pancreas, and stomach would always be kind of low and kind of hungry for things, especially hungry for carbs. And I know I mentioned that already in a different session. Yeah, when there's no receiving from people around you. So here we go.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And so going back many lifetimes, the whole energy of servitude, enslavement, servitude, or even slave and master. And I don't mean, you know, the behind a bedroom master and slave thing. Although that would be fun. Someone should write at the energy version of that. You need money. Write that now. Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, so gosh, we are doing lifetimes of healing here.
Yeah. Oh.
So what would allow you to feel received and be able to receive from others? So everything you have in place that keeps you from receiving from others, and that keeps you in relationships that deplete you, use you, abuse you.
Oh,
oh. Yeah, huh? Yeah, this whole Uranus and Taurus revolution will change how we do money. And the best part of it is that it's going to change how we do money, how we value each other. So the things that we need to value, like human connection, caring for each other, saving the planet, any and all action, any and all careers and work that's going to save the planet, expand human consciousness, create interconnectedness and human connection, that is going to be valued so much more than things that pollute the environment and paradigms that exploit people will come to a halt and shift very quickly. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
That's interesting. Choosing to be enslaved. Where are we not allowing ourselves to be in our sovereignty, divine sovereignty? However, we're not allowing ourselves to embody our divine sovereignty. Let's release all that now. Oh. And disengage from any and all belief systems that enslave us out of fear, right? So survival fears, I'm never gonna question whether fear is real or not. I'm gonna ask the actual problems that precipitated the fear. Let's go underneath that and release that.
Oh.
And all the trauma from trying to be free in our lifetimes, let's release all that.
Oh.
And being ostracized from the tribe when you try to free yourself, let's release all that.
Oh. 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 Oh.
Yeah. So what keeps you from being of service? And now let's move the service thing to a different space. Let's talk about how you like to be of service. What service would you like to provide that's totally fulfilling for you? And think about where you're at with that. Are you totally loving everything you do and totally able to be and provide the service you're here to provide? Are you totally able to do that on a scale of 0 to 100? 100, you're totally able to do it every day, without question. You have no question that you are living the life you want. Awesome, awesome. And for those of you who are really in the space where, like, you know you can do more, you know you can really move into that space of being the coach you're here to be, or being the artist you're here to be, whatever your service is, whether it's through art, through teaching, through mentoring others, where are you at with that? And let's see if we can bring it up to a much higher number. So what would create a massive shift in your energy, allowing you to totally be doing service you love?
And anything that's holding you back, let's release all that now. Oh, oh, oh,
and all the fears that what you're doing will be judged or criticized or thrown in jail. Like, I used to be so concerned about getting sued by someone and then be locked up for the rest of my life. Oh my God, let's release all that.
Oh.
So all the fears about being the service you like to be in the world, let's bring it up.
Oh.
Yeah, and this payment thing, it's okay to break away from the service for money paradigm. And I realize money can come from so many sources. So maybe you like to do your work just for fun and have a different way of making money that really supports you. And that's cool too. Because I remember, I don't know what a YouTube video that I put out where I was talking about how someone went to a garage sale, found a bowl that someone was selling for $4 or $5 in a garage sale, that glass bowl, and it turned out to be like a $5,000 Chihuly thing. And then ever since I share that with some people, and they have been sending me other items that you may look around that are worth so much. So someone said, if you have a Cabbage Patch doll that comes with the original adoption paper, whatever that means, I never had one, those are worth $9,000-$10,000. So I have no idea that you can get that kind of money. It's like, really? Someone willing to pay $9,000 to $10,000 for a original Cabbage Patch doll? So if someone's willing to do that for $9,000, all of you who are coaches, hello, you can create your $5,000 package deal. You can create whatever you want. And you can ask for more money. If someone's willing to pay $9,000 for a beat up Cabbage Patch doll, come on. Imagine what else they're willing to pay for. So here we go. Oh. So let's shift. All that, shift your energy into the space of receiving with total ease and be allowing of money to show up for you in many different ways. Oh, bless you. Yeah. Oh. Oh, okay. There's a lot, so many people who have an actual career, especially one, a great career, but one that has many limiting beliefs about what you can or can't do, or many restrictions. We gotta let go of all those restrictions so that you can move into healing energy that is right for you. And know that it's not a wrongness of you to want to do healing differently than what's accepted. It's not wrong for you to do any and all kinds of work differently. I know that psychotherapist friends of mine have told me, no, Jay, do not go back to graduate school to get your blah, 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 because it restricts you and you are making more money than they are, and keep on doing what you're called to do, because visionary work, no one's going to license you. And if you get back into school, get your PhD, become a counselor, you're going to be so restricted. And they have told me about friends of theirs who have to give up the psychotherapy license, chiropractors who have to give up their chiropractic license. Certain states have taken certain alternative doctors who are doing alternative healing. They've been taken to court and have to give up the license. So if you are someone who has that training, it is very hard, and I hear you. So let's release as much of those old restrictions as possible so you get to be you. Here we go. Oh. Oh. It's very hard to have been in a traditional career and choose to do alternative. I have friends who told me to never, ever, ever, ever tag them on Facebook with any of the alternative things I do because they might lose their job in the hospital, blah, blah, blah. So I'm just like, freaking unfriend me because I can deal with that. But I understand it's very hard. That holomorphic field of energy based on lawsuit, litigation, fear keeps a lot of healers in traditional medicine from exploring. Even though they believe what I do, it's just so fear-based, the litigation, the fear. Oh God, let's release all that so that you're free to do your work in the world, everyone. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not. Oh. And I'm still a little hesitant sometimes to bring certain stuff out. Like, you know, like it's only now that I talk about things like Uranus and this and that. In the past, I kept that to myself because I didn't want people to think, oh my God, she's so unprofessional. She's bringing astrology and healing, hokuku. Right, in the past, I wouldn't have done that. But now I'm like, if I don't deliver this in a way that's congruent with me, then people will not know the bigger picture I'm working from. And when you see the bigger picture I'm working from, then you also get to acknowledge the amazingness of you and co-creating this adventure, this new revolution. So if I don't claim it, then I am also not allowing you to claim it, right? Do you see how that is? So claim your miracles, claim the amazingness that is you. Oh. Yeah, so I want you, and you all hold that space in the world for amazing things to come through because we are all in this journey together. So each and every one of you have unique gifts that have been waiting for generations to show up like this, right? You have so much information, so much learning, so much wisdom from lifetimes of being a healer, a shaman, priestess, midwife, herbalist, and so much more. And don't discount the healing you do with just about everyone, even if they don't pay you yet. Right, don't wait to get paid to claim that. Do that now. So can you see the amazing service that you are just by holding space for miracles to come through, just by holding space for the energy, for the morphic field of this energy to keep on growing? I mean, really, we are at 0 degrees of Uranus, 0 degrees of Taurus right now. 0 degrees. Because it just moved into on March 6th. Oh. And today is a powerful portal, awakening you all to your higher purpose. Right? Oh. 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 Yeah, good for you, because you can bring all this to your workplace, who you are. Don't forget, no matter where you work, anywhere and everywhere where you interact with another person, you never know what that sparks in another person, because someone may require being around you to spark, the fire within them to create something new and different.
Oh.
And I think that's how all revolutions start. But one thing, sparking another, one person, two person, all that growing together. So here we go. Oh. So what would it take for you all to just really know that you are being an amazing service in the world just by being you? Just by healing your own energy field, you make so much more available, and you are a way shower, showing other people new possibilities. And you know, that's actually how anyone learns, how anyone around us learns. They don't just read something and believe it. They require someone to embody that for them to entrain to it, and then be in the energy field, right? So you are of service already. Here we go. Okay, so let's play with numbers again. I wonder how much that has changed for you. So when you think about being of service or servitude, now are you more in the service space now? Yeah, so what would it take to move you all more and more in the direction of what you like? So again, releasing all the subconscious stuff that is holding you back. Oh, everything you're reacting to around you that's holding you back, because we often do that. So let's neutralize all those blockages from people around you.
Oh. Oh.
And so here's the thing, where are you not in your power? So let's just be in that space of your own divine sovereignty and your own heart.
Oh.
And from that deep space of you, you know what is joyful for you. You know.
Oh.
The service you be in the world. Yeah, you know.
Oh.
And in all the judgments, all the misteachings from anyone, let's release all the misinformation that you may have received from the world. Here we go.
Oh.
Okay, so where are we at with receiving? So I hope we are moving more closer and closer to 90 to 100%.
Oh.
Oh. Great.
Oh.
Yeah, so let's move, see what it takes to move everybody to 90 to 100%.
Oh.
And wow, there's 100%. Congratulations to you, Dawn. Yay. And I know yesterday I work on releasing all the ways some of you may have had to parent your parent, which doesn't allow for receiving. So any residues from that is still in any of your energy fields, let's release any and all that. For some of you who have been caretakers and parents from the emotional parents from the beginning of life, let's release all that now. And so the rejection energy is actually a projection of the parents rejecting themselves or feeling rejected themselves. And that trauma in them is looking for completion. And so they would act it out with their child because they are very wounded. So for anyone who receives rejection from a parent, see what will take for you to know that it's a projection from them rejecting themselves or feeling rejected. And let's turn all that around for you. So all the unhealed wounds and all the woundedness from old parents that we perpetrate on ourselves. So that could be rejection, that can be shaming, that can be guilt, and it belongs to them. But because they haven't healed it from their place of woundedness, they're projecting it on you because subconsciously it's a part of them that is seeking completion. So any and all incomplete stuff, any and all projections from your parents that create so much pain in you. And then feeling deprived of their love and feeling like, yeah, there's a deep grieving that you cannot have that love. So let's release that. So any and all intergenerational woundedness that somehow you bought into as your own woundedness, as your own shame, your own guilt, your own rejection, your own not deserving, not good enough. Release all that. And growing up with narcissistic parents, what they're doing to you is constantly projecting all the inadequacy or the shame that they themselves find it too traumatic to see as their own. It's too damaging and too traumatizing for them to see themselves. So it's safer to just project it on you. So for those of you who have had the experience of narcissistic parents,
there's a lot of us. Oh, yeah.
I may have to add an extra call for that. Okay, everybody, let me know if you think an extra call just to take care of that part would be helpful. Yeah, because it keeps us from receiving, because I know that the energy of receiving is just not moving to where I want it to be or where you want it to be. Okay, great.
Oh. Okay, so that's the part that's required to move everybody into that receiving. Okay.
Thank goodness we have a president that mirrors back to us what we all need to fucking work on. If there's a reason to be thankful for him, right? Because he allows us to have this bigger conversation about healing the intergenerational woundedness that's perpetrating and creating the need for war. Is very wounded and unhappy people who have a need for war, and we are here to create a new revolution that allows all that to end. Do you all see how that's connected, even though we're still talking about teeth?
Yeah.
Now that peace on receiving is feeling like, okay, we can move a little bit, like finally. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
So all the craziness that has nothing to do with you, you can totally release that from how it's wired in neurology now.
And for many of you, it literally distorts your own vision, right?
So all the distortions to your visual field from having to conform to narcissistic parents. And if it distorts your visual field, it distorts how your teeth come out too. Can you believe it? So here we go. Yes, we're still working on teeth. All the fields of distortion in our visual field, visual cortex. Yeah, still pulling out all the shame we bought into erroneously, right? But we did not know better because we were young. All the guilt we bought into, that's someone else's, usually a parent's guilt, but they cannot see it for themselves because it's too traumatizing to their soul. Their soul is already shattered by trauma, right? So anymore they can't handle. So narcissism is a way for them to preserve their being. It's a very, very powerful force in them that preserves their being. And so that's why people say they never heal. Yeah, well, they can heal. And we gotta change our whole conversation about narcs. I never liked the thought that they can't heal. So we gotta change that whole conversation so that they can and we can, and we can all heal because they deserve it. They're only human. If we don't allow people to return to their human beingness, we create so much separation that it's why a wall makes sense to some people. It's why it makes sense to them. It's why guns make sense to them. Because they have to give up their very humanity. So then guns and so many other weapons become something attractive to them. And yeah. Oh God. Oh, why is it always towards the end of a session that like all these things finally come together, right? Yeah. So we're here, you know, since we're in revolutionary times, we're going to do the good revolution of changing the conversation around narcissism too. It's not about blaming them. It's about allowing them to heal too. Otherwise, the whole conversation on walls will never change. The conversation on guns cannot change if we say they can't heal, because that means they can't return to their hearts and be human. That is a dangerous space to be. We're gonna hold space for deep healing, so even that gets transformed. That's the revolution we are creating. Right, that's the revolution we're creating together. So see them all heal, see all old parents finally being feeling safe enough in this world to heal. So all the inner walls that have been built and reinforced so long will release, because that morphic field of energy that says narcissism can't be healed, that's dangerous. That's creating a wall upon a wall upon a wall. That's dangerous, right? Let's release all that. So allow everyone to know they can heal. To deprive anyone of that is to deprive them of their humanity, and that's dangerous. Wow. Yeah, what a way to begin a revolution. Yeah, wow. Oh. And so we may as well put energy behind revolutionary thoughts that are worth putting energy behind, right? See all narcissists heal, because you want Donald and Kim Jong-il and everyone like them to be able to connect with their hearts and heal. Otherwise, you can only create so many policies around guns and nuclear weapons, this and that. Attacking the issue from the head doesn't work. It is a heart and soul issue, right? Gun control is a heart and soul issue. So make the world safe for everyone to heal. Heal the narcissists, heal the empathic healers, heal those who are almost too dangerous to be around, so that this revolution of love, peace, and harmony really has some teeth, right? You need to have teeth in it to have traction. So let's create that for the whole world now. Yeah. My goodness, everybody. Yeah, and I realize I too have to release everything I read about narcissists, because I feel like so much of it affirms walls instead of wellness, instead of new possibilities. So let's release all that now. Oh. Yeah. Lots of misinformation out there that keeps everyone from receiving. Oh. See, now you're going to want to drink a lot of water today. So it's like your body saying, yes, I'm willing to receive now. Sleep in water. Here we go. Oh. Okay, so before closing, let's come together in the next few minutes and contribute to this revolution of peace, harmony, and joy. Oh. 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 Yeah, so that's a lot of heart power, heart and soul power, horsepower, the horsepower of all heart and soul energy. Yeah. So the things we are shifting in the greater consciousness of the planet. Wow, right? Wow. Oh. Oh. Yeah, so I'll make it that our first like energy clinic hour, we'll use that hour for taking care of narcissistic parents or spouse or, you know, the empath and narcissist relationship. We'll heal and disentangle from all from that morphic field and create a new revolution, even in healing narcissists, because the old paradigms just reinforce too many walls, and I can't have that. As someone, you know, with a very narcissistic mother, but I get that she grew up in a very different world, you know, born during a time of a cultural revolution, seeing so many people hurt. So, and I'm sure other narcissistic parents, boyfriends, husbands, wives, children, they deserve healing. Oh. If we can regenerate teeth and gum, come on, we can heal narcissists now, right? Because that's allowing the human heart and soul to regenerate and grow and expand and receive love. So we got to hold space for that. Otherwise, oh, we're all in trouble in some ways, yeah. Okay, wow. Did you all think healing teeth have to do with so many things? Okay, I'm going to stop.